destination. From the hottest smartphones, Samsung, iPhone, Tecno, Infinix, Itel, ZTE, Nokia, Google Pixel, Blackview, to all the accessories you need, covers, protector, power banks, charger, flash drives, and more. We've also got top quality laptops, desktops, laptop bags, and stylish traveling bags for your everyday hustle. For content creators, we've got the full gear, cameras, camcorders, tripod stands, lapel mics, camera bags, just everything to keep you creating non-stop. Wait, gamers, we have all you're looking for. Your paradise awaits. PS5, PS4, Xbox consoles, games, and controllers all in one place. Find us at three convenient locations. Shop number A75 Freedom Way Road or shop number 06 Chifaramba Road and at shop number 113C East Park Mall. Call WhatsApp us today on 0779-333-503. Fast Mobile Center for today's best technology.
Summer is all about balance, right? Whether you are catching up with friends at the bar after a long day of work, or spending quality time with the family in the backyard, Heineken is there to refresh every moment with its uniquely balanced taste and stab-root quality to ensure your enjoyment. So what are you waiting for? Ask for a Heineken next time and enjoy the refreshing moments this summer. Heineken, for a fresh world, not for sale to persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
And when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
In local news, the National Council of Students' Unions, NACUSU, has praised members of parliament for unanimously voting in favor of Bill No. 7. Speaking during a media briefing in Lusaka, NACUSU chairperson, Mijelo Tizombe, says the enactment of the bill would lead to stronger and more effective representation of young people in parliament. Tizombe has urged young people across the country to remain steadfast and continue advocating for issues that promote youth interests while encouraging them to ignore hate speech. Meanwhile, NACUSU Secretary General Kabaso Mwato has expressed concern that some politicians have turned to social media to attack young people exercising their democratic right to support the bill. In addition, NACUSU Vice Chairperson Lloyd Nsonga welcomes the limitation process, saying it would bring development closer to communities and increase the number of members of parliament, including youth. Meanwhile, NACUSU National Secretary for Persons with Disabilities, Liz Wachiko, thanks parliamentarians for passing the bill, saying it would improve representation of persons with disabilities in parliament. The Zambia Development Agency has recorded 118 investment projects valued at more than $1.9 billion during the third quarter of 2025, surpassing its projected target of 90%. The agency says the investment commitments were made against a Qatari target of $2 billion, representing a 98% achievement. ZDA board chairperson Ziemba Maliki says the investments were largely recorded in the energy, manufacturing, mining and construction sectors. Speaking to the media in Kitwe, Maliki says the energy sector attracted the highest share of investment, accounting for more than $773.6 million. He says that the manufacturing sector followed closely, describing the development as encouraging for job creation and value addition. Maliki further disclosed that 133 enterprises, including those recorded in the second and third quarters, were monitored with investment commitments worth over $3.5 billion being actualized. Judgment in the corruption case involving Livingstone Mayor Constance Muelavai has been adjourned to January 19, 2022. The adjournment followed the court's failure to travel to Livingstone. When the matter came before Livingstone Chief Resident Magistrate Califano Manyepa, the prosecution applied for an adjournment, citing the court's inability to travel. The defense did not oppose the application but expressed concern over the lack of prior communication regarding the court's travel arrangement. Defense lawyer Boniface Chiwala says the defense team would not have traveled had they been informed in advance, noting that the trip was undertaken at the expense of the accused. Meanwhile, tension erupted outside the court as some sympathizers of Muelavai protested the adjournment, claiming it was causing undue suffering to the accused. The mayor is facing two counts of corrupt practices after the Economic and Financial Crimes Court found her with a case to answer on September 29, 2025. Still in local news, Patriotic Front PF Action Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has been sentenced to 6 months imprisonment with hard labor for hate speech. Lusaka resident magistrate Aida Piri delivered the judgment. Magistrate Piri found Nakachinda guilty of expressing hatred, ridicule and contempt against a person based on race, color, tribe and place of origin. The offense related to remarks concerning President Haga in the Hichilema's election as Republican president in 2021. In her ruling, Magistrate Piri says the prosecution had proved its case beyond reasonable doubt, leading the court to convict Nakachinda. However, following mitigation by defense lawyers, Magistrate Piri has ordered that the 6-month sentence would run concurrently with sentences in other matters for which Nakachinda has already been convicted. Magistrate Piri says a custodial sentence was imposed to serve as a deterrent to other potential offenders and warned that politics driven by hate speech can lead to division and polarization within the country. She further expressed concern over the growing tendency by politicians across the political spectrum to engage in hate speech. Government has commended Sinoma and Kitumba Minerals for the progress made in the construction of its mine since the groundbreaking by President Haga in the Hichilema in August last year, a development that has resulted in the creation of over 2,000 jobs. Speaking during a tour of the mine, Deputy Secretary to the Cabinet for Finance and Economic Development, Siazongo Siakalenga, said the project is expected to significantly boost Zambia's copper output, contributing about 500 metric tons towards the country's projected annual target of 3 million metric tons once fully operational.
The Sino Mine Kitumba Minerals, commissioned last year in August 2024 by President Haga in the Hichilema, is edging closer to full operation. The integrated copper mine development is valued at approximately $690 million and is projected to add about 500 metric tons of copper to Zambia's targeted 3 million metric tons projected by President Haka in the Hichilema once fully operational. The development also includes a $25 million solar power plant, which is expected to feed electricity into the national grid once fully operational. check in on progress